Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson, bringing you the latest news and interviews from Brayhead Clan Ice Hockey Club. Now, the team are presently halfway through their 8-game road trip due to Brayhead Arena being taken over by all manner of Disney characters for their show, so it's a good opportunity to look back on the games we've had since we last spoke and look ahead to what's to come. Some stellar guests will join me to talk about what's been happening, and while, unlike my friends at Clan TV, I can't offer you a picture of Tristan Harper to look at, I can offer some interviews to get you through your journey to work, your run, or whatever it is you happen to be doing at this moment in time. For that, at least, thank you for downloading. On to the business at hand. We'll be talking to head coach Ryan Finnerty a little later, as well as gauge the thoughts of netminder Chris Holt, who has made an impression on a lot of people in this league already. Coming up first, very shortly, is the man lovingly referred to as that guy off Clan TV, but we simply know him as Jerry McLaughlin. But first, let's recap 24-style on what's happened since I last spoke to you, which was the amazing 6-4 win over Ingolstadt in the Champions Hockey League. We've had 4 regular season games since, 3 in the Challenge Cup and 1 in the league. We started in Fife on September the 12th in a game hotly anticipated by both sets of fans as it was rivalries revived, but the score was one-sided as the Clan ran out 5-1 winners at the Old Barn. 2 for Barry McKenzie and 1 each from Brendan Brooks, Marcus Goetz and Scott Pitt, as well as a return to action for Matt Haywood, made it a good night all around. The following evening, Clan made it 2-2 as they defeated Edinburgh Capitals by 3-0, with Chris Holt getting a first shutout of the season and goals coming from Jamie Fritch and 2 from Scott Pitt. All good so far. So it was on to the next week when Brayhead Clan travelled to Cardiff, that was just last Saturday, to face the Devils in their first league game of the season. And it was a game that swung one way, then another, and it ended with Guillaume Doucet scoring an overtime winner for Andrew Lord's men in a 5-4 game. Getting a point in a tricky away venue, check. Now for the longest trip any team can ever make in the Elite League as the Clan set off for Dundee Stars, that was on Sunday. Ryan Finnerty says tiredness wasn't to blame as the guys went down 2-1 on Tayside with Matt Keith scoring what was nothing more than a consolation goal. More recently off the ice, Jordan Cowney has left the club to join the EPL side Milton Keynes Lightning on loan for the remainder of the season, so we wish him all the best. But looking ahead, and the guys will be looking to get back to winning ways when a trip to Belfast Giants in the Challenge Cup on Saturday will be followed by a jaunt to the National Ice Centre to take on Nottingham Panthers. So that's us up to date on everything so far, but enough chatter from me. Let's bring on our first guest. It's a man who spent 5 days strolling around Sweden and Germany without any trousers on, simply because he could. And going by his tweets last night, he's keen to know how many children Bill Murray has. That's 6, by the way. Joining me is Clan TV's Jerry McLaughlin. Good evening, Jerry. How are you doing?
How you doing, man? You're all right there. I can't believe you. You referenced my Bill Murray tweet from the other night. Yeah, I'm a restless sleeper.
Yes, clearly. Now, Jerry, I haven't seen you since the Ingolstadt game at Brayhead Arena the other week. So what have you been up to since you demanded a back rub from Aaron Murphy when you were on Premier Sports?
Yeah, it was great fun, wasn't it? I mean, it was such a fantastic night to be working with the Premier Sports team. It was, a great night for everyone involved. But since then, I've been going on quite a few away trips. Went down to the Cardiff game, which was a fantastic game for the neutrals to check out. And then also, after that, came up to the Dundee game, which was less good.
I can imagine. But let's talk about the season.
I don't know if you can hear in the background here, I've got Chris Holtz playing guitar loudly, even though he knows that we're doing an interview.
Ah, see.
We're just about to do an interview with him. I don't know if you can hear that. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Now, let's talk about the season so far. We've had four games in the regular season, two losses, but one of those in overtime, which means a point, and you referred to that game there. What have you made of the team's progress since coming down from the euphoria of the Champions Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think it's been really impressive, really. I know it was a disappointing weekend that we just had there, but going over to the Fife game, what a fantastic atmosphere. And I think that Fife team is an improved team as well. President Jeff Lee and TJ Kate, it's interesting to see what they were going to be like, and they're definitely excellent players. Fife have definitely improved, but you know, Clan just improved more. It was just really impressive to see. I mean, last season obviously we had an even better result against Fife, obviously that 6-1 result, but there's something quite special about this 5-1 result. It looked really dominant all the way through. Clan just looked fantastic, playing really well, and I think everyone's hopes were really high. You know, that's what we were hoping the season was going to be like. And then obviously we went to Cardiff. You know, it was a great game, and it just went against us in OT there. But it was disappointing, I think, for everyone, that Dundee game. I mean, I don't think we can imagine the players to play much worse than that, really. That was quite a disappointing game for a lot of fans to see. Dundee, obviously, an improved team. I think Dickinson looked fantastic. They're a fast player, and they definitely deserve their win. But I think, I know the players would say the travel wasn't a big factor, but I mean, it's got to have an impact, haven't it? That's the longest trek you can do in the league from Cardiff to Dundee, so I think that had a huge effect. So I think my hopes are still really high for the team. Maybe it's no bad thing to get a result like that in the Challenge Cup, you know, and give them a little wake-up call, because everything's been running really well. Sometimes you maybe need that little kick, so they certainly got it.
Now, as you've referred to, you went to Cardiff to see the team last week, and of course the league is very much the bread and butter. They'll tell you that, the guys will tell you that themselves. I mean, it is so early in the season, but how significant a point can that be, even at this early stage?
Yeah, I think it's huge, isn't it? I think, if you get results like that, you know, Cardiff's a notoriously difficult place to play, the small rink, and the ice has also been called into question in recent weeks as well. It was in a bad state for the Steelers when they visited there. It was much better than the Clan were playing there, but I mean, you can see the puck was still bouncing unexpectedly for guys. It was quite a greasy game. A lot of the goals were, you know, quite dirty goals and things like that. That's the way it's going to be in Cardiff. So to come away with a point, I think both teams were quite happy, really. You know, relatively happy that night. You know, there'd be plenty of teams going to Cardiff and coming away with nothing. So to put up such a great show like that is a really good sign. So I think that is important. Like you said, that was the league, you know, and it's great to get a point away at Cardiff. And, you know, the next night with the Challenge Cup. So, you know, you can, if you're going to take a loss, that's the thing to do in the group stage of the Challenge Cup. So yeah, I think it's really significant actually. Clan, you know, showed themselves, acquitted themselves well, and I think it'll be a different kettle of fish when teams like Cardiff go and play in bigger rinks. You know, it might not suit their style so much, but we'll find out soon enough.
Now, as I said, you being in Cardiff last week, I saw the photos of you around Cardiff Castle where they've embedded that giant rugby ball. Did you bump into many rugby fans down there last week?
You couldn't avoid them. I was bizarrely, I sat next to the Uruguay player's girlfriend on the train on the way down to Cardiff, Uruguay number 14. And she was telling me they're just delighted to be down there because, you know, they're all amateur, and to be part of the World Cup, you know, for them is a huge thing. So it was great to come to Cardiff, and people are asking me if you're coming down for the rugby, and you're like, nope, coming down for the big game, coming down for Cardiff versus Brayhead. And it really was a big game, wasn't it? Everyone really was talking about it. Really, teams are still feeling each other out, still trying to see where we face up, where we match up against each other, because the results aren't really helping anyone out. I mean, no one would have expected that huge Steelers victory over the Devils. And everyone, you know, looking at those nine import forwards, thinking they look really deadly, and then we just got blown away by the Steelers. So everyone's still kind of, you know, sizing up against each other. So I was delighted to be going down for the real big game. Never mind the jumping nonsense.
Now, the defeat in Dundee on Sunday, it left the coach, Ryan Finnerty, very disappointed at the lethargy of the performance. Now, he was refusing to use tiredness as an excuse. I think you've alluded to the travel already. Do you think he did?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's tougher for players and coaches, isn't it? I mean, you can't really say, come out and go, oh, yeah, you know, the travel's tough, because everyone's got to do it. You can't really make an excuse of it. But at the same time, it's just my opinion. It's got to have an effect, isn't it? I mean, the fans themselves know what it's like like travelling down there, let alone being a player, you know. And I know the North American guys are used to really long journeys and stuff like that, but I'm sure it had an effect then as well. You know, I'm sure when they're doing these bigger journeys, I'm sure that had an effect. So, you know, it's not ideal, and I don't think anyone could deny that. And because, I mean, we've seen like the Clan have been playing, and that Dundee performance isn't what we were used to. So, you know, whether it was, I don't think it was an attitude thing. I really can't see that. The guys seem too pumped and too focused this season. I think there has to be something else. And maybe you do look at the travel. I know it sounds like making excuses, but I mean, what can you do? We've got to be a reason for it. You know, Dundee are definitely a much more improved team. But I think we know Clan can play better than that. We know they can finish better. Laxall made a phenomenal save right enough as well. So it very easily could have been a, you know, a different result. But yeah, I mean, I do think that had a bit of a factor.
Now, as I speak to you, we've had the news that Jordan County is returning to Milton Keynes Lightning in the EPL on loan for the rest of the season. Were you surprised by this?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I think it's. I can only talk personally. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I mean, the comment on the Clan website was that it's been really interesting. It's difficult to kind of read between the lines on it, but. I'm disappointed that he's leaving so early. I mean, it's a 2-year contract that he's got. He's obviously a good player. Everyone's liked him when he's got on. I mean, obviously, it must be frustrating. You're a young player. You've got talent. You want more ice time. But, you know, surely it's got to be better playing with the best players. Do you know what? It's a question of opinion, isn't it? Is it better to get as much ice time as possible, or is it better to play with the best players against the better opposition if possible? And I don't know. My opinion is, you know, you can play chess 1,000 times against, you know, like you know, your friend or something like that. You can play one game against the Grandmaster and you're going to learn lots, you know. But I mean, that's just opinion, and you know, and he's got to go with what he thinks is best, if that is the case. If it's not, it might be a great piece of business. Maybe Clanner, you know, if he's agreeing to let him go and play for Milton Keynes, get some ice time, develop the game that way, and come back up and play for Clan, then, you know, maybe then it works out and it looks great. So, you know, I just hope that's the case. But yeah, I was surprised, and he's a cracking player and a really nice lad. So I'd be disappointed if we don't see him in purple again.
And I think that's probably the first time we've ever referenced chess on the Clan Radio. Well done for that one. Now, you've seen plenty of the team this season, Jerry. How does the class of 2015-16 compare with last season's team for you?
Oh, I mean, everyone's got to be delighted, haven't they? I think, I mean, last year we made huge strides. Fantastic players coming in with, I mean, Matt Keith coming in and Stefan Mann, those guys coming in, it's just been brilliant. And also seeing guys like Scott Arson staying with us and improving on form. And the guys that have all stayed on with us have been phenomenal. But I think we're all feeling like it looks like a really solid team. And there's so many different dimensions. So now you've got, you know, there's a lot of team toughness there. And guys that we thought were going to be just team toughness, maybe like Bruton's come in and shown that he can really play. You know, some of the points you've got on the board there have been really impressive. And then you've got Brooks and Scotty Pett. I mean, that's a really fast line. Those guys are looking really dangerous. You can see a real skill line from them, and the work rate that's coming out of Stefan Meyer and Matt Keith and Alex Levitt as well. I mean, that looks great, you know. And then, as we've all been talking about, that third line with Nesbitt and Davis and Esgers, or whether it's Haywood, is looking like a really competitive line, full of energy and looking really likely to score as well. So, yeah, I mean, I'm delighted personally. I'm sure the fans are as well.
Now, last question. I know you and Alistair, the cameraman, are working feverishly on the next edition of Clan TV. What can we expect in the next edition, and have you got any walk-on parts going?
Always. Always, man. Let's get you on. You're hinting for yourself there, is that?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I.
Definitely. Well, we're actually, at the moment, I'm round at Chris Hawk's house, name dropping there. Don't mind throwing that one in. We're doing a little bit of an interview with Chris for the Clan show. And, yeah, there's plenty in that. I don't want to give away any, because there's plenty happening in it. I don't want to give any spoilers. But we're also working on little extra features that we've not had last season in it. Particularly one that I'll give a little bit of a teaser away. There's a Canadian Clan supporters club. Official Canadian Clan supporters. We'll have regular updates from them, so I'm particularly looking forward to that. And then just all your usual interviews and fun and updates that we've come to expect from the Clan show. Looking forward to it. It's been too long.
And if I remember rightly, the last time you spoke with a Clan goalie on the Clan show, you dressed him as a policeman.
Yeah, Bungie loved that. He looked great, didn't he? he looked absolutely spot on. No, it's great. I mean, I hope the players all still listen in, even when they leave and stuff like that. You kind of hope that everyone really enjoys their time here and would look back in fondness at these kind of moments where we're having a laugh amongst all the serious business. So, yeah, So yeah, something we're not dressing up. Let's put it that way. But you'll have to watch the show.
And that was Jerry McLaughlin. They're now partaking in some breaking and entering, it seems. At least Chris Holt knows all about it. Speaking of which, the Netminder is our next guest as we find out how he's settling into Scotland and the Elite League since arriving in the summer from Orlies Nyoimo in Austria. Hi, Chris. I understand Jerry's making himself at home at your place tonight. Has he started raiding the fridge yet? Has he hogged the remote for the television?
Well, he didn't raid it, but he definitely took a peek in it. It's him and Oscar over here. We're doing some stuff for the clan show, and it's been a lot of good banter going on so far. We're a good team.
Good. Now, just beware of him trying to get you dressed up in a costume. That's all I'm saying. Now, back to business. Last week's games with Cardiff and Dundee will still be fresh in the memory. I remember when I first met you face to face, you mentioned the amount of away travel it was going to be this month because of the arena being out of action. How have you found the travelling so far?
It's not been easy, but it's definitely not an excuse that we're using. We're all, or at least most of us, are pretty experienced professionals, and a lot of us have taken a lot of long bus trips. So this isn't too far out of the norm, and it isn't anything to blame our performance this weekend on. That's for sure.
Now, it was two losses last week, although you got a point from Cardiff, which is always a positive thing coming from an arena like there. How do you reflect on the two performances, and what have you as a team learned from them?
Well, I think that the performance in Cardiff was a good character point for our team to get. They were that's a tough building to play in, and they were leading for, I don't know if we had the lead at all in the game, truthfully, but we continued to battle. We stayed together. We tried to stay positive, even in a frustrating environment to play in, with ice that's a little less than optimal and some arena dimensions that are a little on the small side. It makes for a bit of a sloppy game, and it's easy to lose your concentration and your focus on what you're trying to do. But we tried to keep it together, and we were able to salvage a point out of that game. Personally, I didn't feel like I played my best in that game, and that would have been one that I would have liked to steal 2 points out of. But and then in Sunday in Dundee, that was just pretty ugly all around. I mean, to be almost doubled in shots, that performance is just all around unacceptable for our club and for Finner and for everybody wearing the jersey. And so, we've made it a point that we're going to be doing our best not to let that ever happen again. And we've had a good week of practice, and we're getting ready to roll again on another tough weekend.
Now, we're going to talk in general terms now. You knew the standard of the Swedish and the German team going into the Champions Hockey League. You've had a few games now in the Elite League, and you've faced a handful of the opposition. What have you made of the standard here so far?
Well, it's definitely, like I said, I think in one of our previous interviews, I think this league is better than I thought it would be. I think each team possesses some dangerous weapons and can definitely put the puck in your net if you're not on top of your game. So as far as that, I think it's a great league. It's a competitive league. I think it's going to be more competitive this year than it's been in previous years, especially what it looks like our conference is going to be. Overall, I'm happy with it. It's been a fun league to play in, and I think it's going to be challenging all the way to the end.
Now, this weekend, Clan go to Belfast and Nottingham. Again, two big games for the team so early in the season. Is there an importance psychologically to get victories over teams like this so early on?
Absolutely, I think there is. I think that being able to get some early wins against some top contenders builds a lot of confidence in your club moving forward and when you're going to see them again down the road. So, it isn't in the forefront of our minds thinking about the future like that. We're going to be just going in and trying to win 60 minutes and moving on to the next team. But definitely long term, I think that a couple wins this weekend would really springboard us to where we want to be, and it'll definitely improve our team's overall confidence right now. And so that's what we're going to be going for.
Now, Belfast are a team desperate for success. They had a disappointing campaign last season, finishing in fifth place, but they've won five from their six games so far this year. Is this the sort of team you have to nullify to help your own ambitions?
Well, they're going to be right with you the whole way. Like you said, they've won five out of six, so they're a team that's going to be neck and neck with us the whole season. And getting wins like this is a 4-point swing. So these are important games. Every game's important, but obviously the ones that are going to give you a little more difficulty throughout the season, those are the ones you want to make sure you take care of business on.
And of course, Nottingham Panthers you go to on Sunday, as I mentioned. The Clan have had some good results against them recently. If you were to get the win there, how much would a four-point weekend make up for last week's disappointment?
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to put some points on the board, but you know, truthfully, mentally, we've already moved on from last weekend. It's no longer in our minds. What's done is done, and we're moving forward. And that's been our focus all week, preparing for the opponents coming ahead of us and getting ourselves positioned in the standings appropriately for when we come back home for a nice long homestand.
And that was Netminder Chris Holt there, giving us the view from the locker room ahead of Brayhead's two games this weekend. That brings us nicely to our final guest, and he needs no introduction, so I'm pleased to have head coach Ryan Finnerty joining me now. Now, Ryan, I spoke to you last Sunday. You didn't sound like a happy man after that defeat to Dundee Stars. Presumably, you've looked at the two games since. So what can you take from them? What have you learned from the two performances?
Well, pretty much the same as what I felt on the night. You know, Saturday, you know, it's always a tough one to analyze, you know, especially with the way the ice is there. It's a pretty scrappy game. It's hard to really execute. You know, like you do is put pucks at nets and get the rebounds and five, you know, basically five one-on-one battles out there. And, you know, it's really tough to analyze and break down for your guys, but a valuable point, I think, in that building, you know, like I said, still would have liked two, but content with one. And then Sunday, you know, you didn't have to watch a whole lot of video to realize we didn't have it. I mean, our execution was poor, and you know, we didn't have a great night as a group. You know, it's okay if you got one or two guys not going, you can pick them up, but she's tough when everybody's having an off one, and that's what happened. And you know what, the positive you can take is we're in a 2-1 game with a very good team. As poor as we played, we had opportunities to salvage something. So we got to take, you know, look at that, but at the same time, it's a loss in the column, and it hurts. But in these prelim games, you get an opportunity to get them back.
Now, you said it was a night where nothing clicked. You've just more or less said the same thing there. Now, as the coach, how much do you go about trying to make sure you don't get a repeat performance?
Well, I mean, that's kind of our jobs, right? We got to make sure we correct the little things and understand when things aren't working, it's not always an X's and O's thing. Some nights you just don't have it, and I strongly agree. I know that Sunday we just didn't have it. You know, we didn't execute on any of our systems, and we second to pucks, and we just didn't have it. Now, a loss can do a wonder of good for a team. You know, it can give some self-reflection and understand that you can't just show up in this league and expect to win. You can't rely on Holtie. You can't rely on special teams. We got to show up, every guy has to show up every night and to guarantee success. It's too tight of a league. So, I don't know. We're looking for a good response. We got an incredibly tough week with incredible tough travel and early games on Sunday. And, you know, it's a big character test. We told our guys it's one of those weekends that it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be long trips, and we got to find a way to overcome it, starting with Belfast on Saturday.
Now, before we talk about the games, we've had the news this week that Jordan County has returned to MK Lightning this week. A bit of a surprise, I think, to everybody involved. So what was your reaction when he told you he wanted to return to MK this year?
Yeah, I mean, I was a bit surprised. You know, it's only four games into the season, but he's a young kid. He feels he wants to get more ice time, and Milton Keynes can accommodate that. So, you know, that's pretty much the be-all, end-all. You know, I felt he was getting pretty good ice, and he had some good games for us. But, you know, if somebody doesn't want to be here, they're not happy in their role, then it's best they find a role that they're happy in. It's just unfortunate. He's got a lot of potential. And, he's a good kid. He's got a lot of potential, and would have liked to have, for him to give himself more time. You know, four games is a little much to analyze anything, but at the same time, if he felt he needed to go down and play, then that's the decision he made, and we move on.
Now, as said, he's gone there on loan, so is there scope to bring him back if you're maybe low on bodies later in the season?
Yeah, he's on a 2-year contract here, so like I said, we'll see how that plays out. We've loaned him out now, and you know, he wants to get some ice time, and yeah, well, you never, you know, like I said, you you never know what can happen in this league, and obviously British guys are a hot commodity, but it just would have been nice if he would have stuck around. I think he had a bright, he has a bright future in the sport, and but, you know, you can't control, you know, a lot of things are out of our control now. It definitely was out of our control here, so he's off to Milton Keynes, and we'll keep tabs on him.
Now, back to the games. It's off to Belfast Giants, then Nottingham Panthers. Two more tough games, as you said earlier. Starting in Belfast first, they've won the last five, and it's not a venue where the team has had too much success in recent years. If you were to get it, how big a statement would it send the rest of the league about Clan's credentials this year?
Well, we went 1-3 there last year when we played, and it's, yeah, obviously it's 1-2, sorry, I guess. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough building to go to. It's a long day for us, you know, the ferry and all that. But it'll be good. You know, I think it's regardless of the Challenge Cup, league playoffs, doesn't matter. We want to win. You know, we got a tie and a loss here in our last two games, and that's something that is pretty new to this organization. So we want to get off this losing trail and back in the win column. More important than anything. And we're going into two very, very, very tough buildings, and that's good. It's a good test for where we're at. See what kind of response we get from last week.
And of course it's on to the Panthers on Sunday. They've had a bit of a mixed season so far in terms of results. I think it can be said they're maybe not the team they were a couple of years ago when they won everything in sight. You've enjoyed many a joust with them. How do you rate the Panthers this season?
I don't know. We haven't played them. we played a Panthers team that were short about 38 imports and we won the last time we played them. So I don't know. That's my best answer I could give you. We watch game tape, we analyze them, but I don't know. They're a much different team than the time we play them in exhibition, I can guarantee you that. They've added a lot of guys. They got a lot of good players, and Corey's a good coach, and they'll be systematically good, and they'll have, it's always a battle. It's always fun to coach against them. You know, they're well drilled and well prepared, and, we'll see. It's going to be a good game, and, but to be honest, they got a lot of new guys, and I don't know. I can't tell you what they're going to be like. It's tough when you haven't played them.
Okay, so we'll finish up then. We're at the halfway point of this extended road trip. 8 games in total, 4 down so far. Are you at the point where you can't wait to be back on home ice yet?
I think we're starting to get there. We kind of got one more week, and then a day, we believe, maybe 2 days out. So we're definitely over the hill now, and you know, after this weekend we're away at Edinburgh, away at Coventry, and then I think it's the following weekend we're back. So yeah, I know. I think you know, guys can start settling into a schedule a bit more. It's long days, you know, long days. And you're traveling to Edinburgh and knocking Harvey and practicing, and then back for gym workouts back here. So it makes long days, but at the same time, we've tried to make it as smooth as possible for our guys, and they understand what we go through, and it is what it is, and you know, but we're over the hump here now, and one more week, I guess, and we're back in it.
So there we go, the final word coming from the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, looking ahead to those trips to Belfast Giants and Nottingham Panthers this weekend. Well, that's just about it for this extended edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and in particular, thanks to Jerry McLaughlin, Chris Holt and Ryan Finnerty for their time in talking to me. Looking ahead, the next home games presented by Infinity see the Clan make their homecoming return to Brayhead Arena on Friday the 9th of October and Saturday the 10th of October, when they face Gardner Conference rivals Fife Flyers at 7:30 on the Friday and Dundee Stars at 7 o'clock on the Saturday. Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them direct at the Brayhead Arena box office. Also, we welcome the Manchester Storm to Castle Clan for the first time on Thursday the 15th of October. That's a 7:30 face-off, and it's our student and half-term night. The game will also see our Purple Thursdays offer, applicable to bronze section seating. That's £10 for adults and £5 for 16s and under students, OAPs and disabled. Again, get your tickets on 0844 499 1700. Get them direct at the Brayhead Arena box office or via Ticketmaster. And of course, the Manchester Storm game is part of the 2015-16 season ticket package. Get your latest Clan news by clicking on the website, brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. We're also on Instagram, so follow us at Brayhead Clan. And with that, we're done, so thank you very much for downloading and listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'll be back with another edition soon. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.